This is Jonathan Goldstein from Heavyweight. If your finance team spends more time finding data than using it, if there's one entity here, and one here, and one here, and one here, if scaling your business feels like starting over, you need the Intuit ERP. Intuit Enterprise Suite is the AI-native ERP solution that's powerful, painless, and proven. Learn more at intuit.com/ERP.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut, an artist, an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, was a ghost in the dark searching for her wedding rings?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
You know, I think if you were dead and you were going back to find something, that would probably be high on the list of what you may want to collect. That's, I don't know, that's, I guess my take on it. But, you know, who knows? Thoughts on what you'd be going back to look for if you were dead?
Oh, gosh, probably my pets. I could see me like, where are my pets? I got to have my pets.
And you'd be the one that would be doing that for like 100 years. They'd be like, they died 100 years ago when you did.
Let me find them.
Yeah.
So you're telling me they're around here somewhere. I can't find them.
Where are my pets? That's the ghost of Carol. That's all that is. Just ignore it.
I wonder what, I could just see me just messing with people.
But that's what I'd want to do. Yeah.
Yeah, you would do that.
I really don't think I'd be looking for much. I'd be like, well, I'm dead. I can't really have it anyhow. So time to screw with people.
No, I think this has kind of, once we go through this story, mm-hmm. it kind of makes sense about the wedding rings.
Well, let's jump into it.
If you were a ghost, yeah, depending on how you die, you might be looking for a certain thing.
And if you
kind of confirm that's you.
And if you have a ghost story you want to share with us, you can do it 24/7. You can call 855-853-4802, or you can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com and share your story. We may use it on a future episode. Let's go to this. It says, hello, podcast folks. I'm Kay from Ottawa, Canada. Like some of your other listeners, I consider myself sensitive to the paranormal, though I only ever admit that in private. To the rest of the world, I'm a skeptic, a horror lover. Part of this is because of my mom. I grew up with a reluctant medium for a mother. I know that sounds scary, but it wasn't really. She was just always very frank with me from a young age. Ghosts were real. Portals to the other side sometimes happen. And it was entirely possible to invite something bad into your life by playing with the rules laid out by superstition. The other part is that despite all these warnings, I grew up spooky and outright goth and spent a lot of time seeking out creepy places late in the night. I've had the fortune or maybe misfortune to be in the right place at the wrong time more than once. Now onto my story. I'm an adult now in my mid-30s. My wild days are well behind me. However, in my 20s, I was a bit of a spectral ambulance chaser. If I'd heard that something really bad had happened someplace, I would go and check it out once all the to-do was cleared, not cause any harm or anything, but maybe to just feel what could be felt. One of my last opportunities to do this came about in 2009. Ottawa has a lot of green space, long winding bike trails that go through woods along the river. It's beautiful by day, and sometimes if there's mist or fog, really creepy at night. That doesn't mean people don't use it at all hours. Plenty of people traverse it to get to and from work or just to walk their dogs. There are houses nearby, apartments, office buildings as well. One day I was asleep at an ex's place when I heard sirens. Being the creepier, or the creeper that I am, I, of course, threw on some shoes and made it out onto the lawn to see what was up. It turned out that a lady had been beaten, strangled to death, and left on the path, all while I slept several meters away. My boyfriend and I wondered if we'd heard anything, but we didn't think we had. Whomever had attacked her had been, quiet since our window was wide open. Maybe it was the fact that I strained so hard to remember if I had heard anything. Maybe it was just a touch of survivor's guilt. Starting about a month after the murder, I started to stop in the park near the spot it had happened to just feel the place, you know, from a park bench. I could see the tree the lady had been found under. I'll never forget this feeling if I felt I first heard her when I first heard her voice. The wind was high, the leaves were shaking, but I distinctly heard a soft cry of help coming from the mouth of the bike path. I froze, held my breath, peered through the dark just as I was starting to relax. Muscle by muscle, I heard a soft, drawn-out wail of no, like it was far away, but I swear I heard it right in my ear. All of my fine baby hair stood on end, like when someone whispers to you when you didn't hear them come up behind you. Now, I'm not brave. I jumped up, ran back to my ex's place, and pretty much hid under the blanket for the rest of the night. It was a long time before I sat back down on that bench. Nearly a year later, they caught their killer. I read the headline in passing at a bus stop as I was waiting for the bus home. The bus was taking forever and I had to work in the morning, so I thought I'd just duck into the bike path and quickly loop around to my end of the neighborhood. I didn't think much of it. Bad and dangerous people are pretty rare, and I'm tall, all in black, and look mean when I need to back then. I felt safe. I had also broken up with that boy nearly half a year before, so I hadn't been on the path in a while. Certainly not that spot. It was just a coincidence that I would have to bypass the location of the lady's murder on my way home. Walking quickly, I tried not to worry too much about the darkness surrounding the park and the bike path near it. The neighborhood had gotten run down since I'd left high school, and some kids had smashed out the overhead lights. The lack of light triggered a nicotine fit, and I pulled out my Zippo and a pack of smokes. It was then that I heard the footsteps. Maybe it was because I stopped moving that I noticed them. It was the step and scuff of high heels on the asphalt path ahead. Someone was taking a few steps in one direction and then making a scuffing noise, like they were turning on the ball of their foot, then a few more steps the other way. They'd repeat and come back towards me before again turning away. I won't lie and say that my hands didn't shake while I thumped the light on my Zippo. I could make it out the shape of the person, and as I touched the light to the tip of my smoke, I heard a help. This time it was different. I wasn't sad or wailing, it was a bit impatient. Worried is a good word. I said hello in the dark, and the figure moved towards me. I could hear the clicking of her shoes. The figure was definitely lady-shaped, and the rustle of her raincoat. She stopped out of the dim light from the street where it filtered through the brush. So it was very still, and she looked at me. It was too dark to see her face, but I know that she looked at me. "Can you help me?" I thought she sounded worried again, a bit distracted. "What's wrong?" I asked her. My social skills were a little blunt back then, and I wasn't used to being approached. "I'm in a hurry, and I can't find my ring, my wedding ring." She didn't move from the spot, just a faint outline of a person, black against slightly lighter shadows. I thought this sounded absolutely ridiculous. I was also in a rush to get home, so I started forward again. "I think you're out of luck," I said as I passed her. "It's too dark to find something so small. It's probably in the grass." She just turned and kept facing me, but there was something odd about it. I never got a sense of her features other than her shape. "Please, I know you have a light. I saw you use it." I stopped. It was true. I did have a Zippo. "Okay, look, where do you think you lost it? I'll try to see if I can spot it." She pointed to the tree alongside the path. Again, I had to pass close to her, but I couldn't see her face. She stayed well back when I flicked my Zippo open and shielded the flame, much like the lady had done. I paced a few steps back and forth looking for a glint of metal. When the lighter got too hot to hold, I flicked it shut again. I apologized to her for not being much help, but explained that I had to go. She said something strange when I suggested that she come back in the morning. "Oh no," she had said. "I have a feeling they'll be found tonight." Shaking my head, I hurried home. The next morning, I was getting ready for work. My new boyfriend was winding down his night. We often had breakfast dinner together as I was gearing up for the office and he was easing off from his overnight shift. He's a cop, and I must tell you, cop talk passes more quickly between law enforcement than Twitter. He filled me in on the happenings of the night before. Apparently, a captured murderer had been hooked by DNA in another assault crime. When in custody, the police searched his vehicle where they found evidence that pointed to him as the killer of the lady on the path. My boyfriend said that when the officers showed the murderer a set of wedding rings in a plastic sandwich bag, he confessed right away. So I wasn't much help to the woman on the path, but I have to wonder about the coincidence. Was it a ghost that I talked to? If so, did she find a bit of rest after her killer was captured? I don't know. I avoid that part of the path completely these days. Thanks for reading my story. I wonder what you might think of it. I have a few more experiences, and I'd love to tell you guys all about how creepy Lower Town is. I'll write back another time. Kay. Well, yes, now everything comes full circle and makes sense.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
I thought it was a really fascinating story because it's like right after the murder had happened, she sat on the bench and heard, you know, no or whatever she had heard.
Yeah.
So there had been some contact with the woman then. And then this whole thing with being on that path, not really wanting to go that way, but she ended up going that way. There's a woman looking for her wedding rings, which was a clue in the murders.
Yeah.
She had no idea of that. Trying to help this woman find the wedding rings, it almost makes me think that it was her. And that was just the confirmation that, you know, the murderer was going to... She said, "I'll help you. I'll look again tomorrow." Would you be like, you know, I'm not that far away or I live close. I could look again tomorrow. And the woman said, "No, I think they'll be found tonight."
And then she gets that story from her cop boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is it a coincidence? I don't think that's a coincidence.
No, I think she talked to a ghost. She did. That was a great story. Thank you for sharing that. If you have a ghost story you want to share with us, 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you like the show, you want a commercial-free experience, check it out through Apple Podcasts. You can try it for 3 days free or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, Lady Luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for 10. SpinQuest.com. By American players, for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Big transfer news today.
Who's moving?
Me. To the couch. With Domino's best deal ever since they just added stuffed crust.
Any pizza, any toppings, now with stuffed crust for $9.99.
It's a long-term contract with no release clause.
Only $9.99? Yeah, that sounds like the move. I'm heading straight to
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6:15 through 7:26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings, 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.